Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Restaurant Week. 50 restaurants participating. You might want to try one. This is the Big K Morning Show, and it is a very atypical Monday for so many reasons tonight. Acrisure hosting Steelers and Houston Texans, 8:15 kickoff, Monday Night Football to wrap up Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, beat writer Brian Backhoe. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, first, before we get into the details of the game, I'm truly sorry for the Post-Gazette announcing that their final edition and ceasing operations will take place May 3rd. Maybe someone will come in and do something. But in the meantime, I think about people like you who are great journalists and put your heart and soul into what you do. And I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. It was jarring last week and a bit unsettling, but we've got a playoff game to cover tonight.
And do your job. Well, I'm sure you'll land on your feet. You got a lot of talent. That said, this is what you do. You cover the Steelers. And
right.
Before we get into the matchup tonight, what about the weekend? Some crazy finishes in the playoffs.
I didn't expect to be glued to my TV as much as I was. But, yeah, these games, it was difficult to look away. It started with Rams-Panthers over in the NFC, which a lot of people thought would be maybe not that close. But that set the tone for a bunch of wild games. And the only one that really kind of got away was Chargers-Patriots last night, which that ending around 11:15 meant that the Steelers will go to New England if they find a way to beat the Texans tonight. So it's all connected this time of year, but I would agree with you. Steelers Texans has a lot to live up to based on the rest of Wild Card Weekend.
I would imagine all eyes of football. There's no other option. If you want to watch something with winter weather, they're probably going to do big business with eyeballs on this game just because the Steelers and the Texans and wrapping up Wild Card Weekend. We're talking multi-millions of people will be locked in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with Aaron Rodgers playing in this game and the national narrative, I would assume will be this could be the final game for him. Now, I think there's certainly a chance that he'll decide to come back, and certainly a chance within that that he'll decide to come back to Pittsburgh if they want him, and I think they would. But, yeah, this is huge. It's a team that's hotter than anyone else in the NFL in Houston. Winners of 9 in a row against a Steelers team that, well, I guess a lot of the country also watched them in prime time last week on Sunday Night Football against the Ravens. And it's kind of interesting to me, Larry. I mean, they were not a good prime time team early in this season. Debacles against the Bengals on Thursday night, the Packers on a Sunday night, the Chargers on a Sunday night. But the last couple, they've gone out there and taken care of business against the Ravens, and we'll see what they can do against the Texans. The other one they won was Monday night too against the Dolphins, and Mike Tomlin record on home Monday nights is basically a free win the way they've played under him.
Yeah, what, 21 wins in a row at home on Monday night for the Steelers organization? That's pretty incredible. And Adam Crawley, who I know you know very well from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, said that domed home-based teams like Houston on the road in temperatures less than 40 degrees in the last 10 years are 1-14.
One of those is the Texans last year against Kansas City. And, you know, obviously in Kansas City against the Chiefs. However, they did go to Kansas City earlier this season, and I think it was early December, and it was already quite cold up there at Arrowhead Stadium, and they beat the Chiefs 20-10 that day. So I don't know if there will be any sort of mental block for them. But, yeah, I think it's kind of human nature when you're used to playing indoors for the most part in perfect conditions, especially, and I think this gets overlooked a lot, Larry, especially for the kickers and the punters who play in domes. And then all of a sudden you have to come out and deal with not just the footing at an outdoor grass stadium, but the swirling wind that can play a factor too. So yeah, I think that's an advantage for the Steelers, but how much, I don't know, because this is a pretty hard-nosed Texans defense, at least, and we'll see what their offense can do. C.J. Stroud, their quarterback, he played at Ohio State, so he's been in some frigid temperatures for sure.
Yeah, and he's a competitor. He's 1-0 personally against the Steelers. I remember that game, but that was down in Houston. So how big a factor is it to have DK Metcalf back as a wide receiver threat?
I think it's a huge factor. The bigger question I have about that is he going to be fresh legs coming off of two missed games and he'll be running past guys in the Texans secondary, or is he going to be a little bit rusty? You know, we've seen him with drops at times this season, even when he is in the flow of the game and is in the flow of the season. But I think he is the biggest X factor for this offense tonight, not named Aaron Rodgers, because we know it, you usually go as the quarterback goes, but other than number eight, I think DK Metcalf being able to make plays downfield, if he can do that, I think it keeps this Texans defense honest. It loosens them up a little bit, and it stops the Steelers from having to really death by a thousand cuts this Texans defense. I think that's where you can get into some thorny situations, and you know, then you're turning it over on downs if you don't get it on a fourth down, or you have to punt it back to them, because I do think a lot of us believe this is going to be a slugfest tonight.
It should be 8:15 at Acrisure. Monday Night Football wrapping up Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. Ryan Batko, read all about it in the Post-Gazette while you can, and rooting for you too, Brian. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.